It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us today. And we have a spooky Halloween for you tonight. Beginning at 7 o'clock, we have a special 1A devoted to zombies. Then we move on into a series of Halloween spooky shows. Joshua Johnson of 1A moves into 4 hours of real ghost stories, spooked from Glenn Washington and Snap Judgment. 7 until midnight tonight, right here on 89.3 KPCC. Let's talk with Dariana in East Hollywood. Your favorite haunted house, Dariana.
Hi. So my favorite haunted house was when my friends and I, a couple of years ago, happened upon the Culver City High School put on their haunted house made by the engineering club. In the school, so a bunch of the kids built the haunted house, and when we arrived at the table, there was a bunch of people, adults, kids alike, all the kids were dressed up in their costumes, and they asked if we were ready for the haunted house. We were like, yeah, we're here for the haunted house, and they shouted, places, and all of the kids ran inside, so my expectations were extremely low.
Yeah.
For what we were going to get. It turned out to be one of the scariest haunted houses I've ever been in. Those kids did an amazing job with all of the effects. It was a psych ward, so you know, it's all of the things based in reality always scare me.
I think we lost you there, Dariana. Hey, thank you for sharing that. So put on by students at Culver City High School. That's terrific. 866-893-KPECC. I know that some people don't like the idea of using a psychiatric ward as a place for horror because of stigmatizing those with mental illness. But that, I know, is a part of some of the haunted houses. I think it was not a few years ago. There was issue over that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Beryl tweets at AirTalk, the scariest haunted house right now by far is the House of Representatives. Astro Ghoul writing on the AirTalk page, since millennials dislike trick-or-treating because it's not a big group event so much, it's almost extinct. I vote for the Queen Mary Ghost Tour or the always fun Winchester Mystery House in San Jose. So Astro Ghoul bringing in our previous segment about generational differences as he tries to diss millennials there. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Norma wanted to ask about this. I think it's in Somerville, Tennessee, this haunted house that people are asking the city shut down because it's an hours-long torturous experience. Carmel Marshall of Parks and Cons, have you heard about that?
Let's see, are you referring to McCamey Manor?
Yeah, I guess so.
I believe, actually started in San Diego and have moved around a bit because of the nature of the attraction. I've not yet met anybody who is actually in the haunt industry who considers it a Halloween haunt. It's simply different. It's this experience that people choose to put themselves through where they really push their limits. And, that's not something that we personally want to do. Mock waterboarding and things like that aren't what we would consider enjoyable. But people do it. And from at least in the past, the owner was doing as far as payment was collecting dog food for an animal shelter. So he wasn't even really making money on that, but it's something that people sometimes will refer to as haunts, but in the haunt industry, we just don't consider it that because there's really nothing that ties it into Halloween. There isn't anything that ties it into monsters. It's just real life.
Yeah, and it's all based upon making the participant, it sounds like, endure physical trials, where the haunted houses that we're talking about here are ones where it's sort of the psychological aspects of it. Once again, I'd love to hear from listeners. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Have you been to Knott's Scary Farm? Have you been to Universal for their haunt? Have you gone to any of the smaller ones in your community that you particularly love? And what are the reasons you love at 866-893-5722. Chuck, in Long Beach, your favorite haunted house?
Hey, Larry, I just wanted to let you guys know about one in Idlewild that is put on by the, I think it's the school district and a local artist, and it's really amazing, and they have a lot of especially smaller kids involved that really scared the crap out of me. I ended up running out of the place.
Really? And with little kids?
Yeah, I don't know how little. They seemed, you know, less than 4 feet tall, and they were, their makeup was so amazing. It literally scared me. I wasn't expecting it. I thought my wife and I just went in for some fun, and I literally ran away. One of the kids came out from behind something just as we were leaving, and I was just so freaked out. I literally ran, and I'm not that
easy. So was it the fact that they were little kids that were dressed or had makeup on? Was it that they were kids was kind of all the creepier?
Knowing that they, yeah, I think so. I mean, it was just really unexpected to have,
yeah.
You know, when you're going through the haunted house, somebody that small just coming out and looking so scary, it was really amazing. I don't normally go to haunted houses that often, but I've been to a lot over, you know, my lifetime, and that one was definitely one of the scariest.
Well, you know about the children of Idlewild, right? Well, yeah. We'll talk about that later. Chuck, thank you for your call. 866, a spaceship landed there a few years. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Jordan, joining us from Valley Village, your favorite haunted house.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I just went to the Reign of Terror haunted house in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was probably the best professional haunted house I've ever been to, and I've been going to them all my life. It was 100-plus rooms of scares, and
wow.
My friend and I, pretty good, yeah.
100 rooms? So what did they convert for the haunted house?
So this is at a shopping mall. It started out as a home haunt, and it got so popular that he decided to do it professionally, and I think it's upstairs. It's a second floor of a shopping mall in Thousand Oaks.
Is this the old Oaks Mall there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe someone told me it's a gym, or an old gym.
Oh, okay. All right. And so what is it that's particularly spooky about it?
Well, just the fact that, I mean, it's very dark, obviously, but they used effects that I've never seen before. Like in one room, a curtain opened up and two witches flew right at your face. Animatronics that I've never seen before. You know, room hallways that erupt with zombies breaking through the walls and everything. And things reaching from above your head where you don't expect them to reach. And yeah, it was pretty genius, very inventive.
Yeah, and with 100 rooms, it must take forever to go through. Or do you just go through a part of it?
No, you go through the whole thing. I mean, I don't know what they categorize as a room. I guess anything between two doorways. But
still, yeah.
I was never looking at my watch. It was you really get your money's worth, and it was only about maybe $25-$30, which is really a fraction of what you'd spend at you know, Universal or Knott's.
Yeah, Jordan, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thousand Oaks, Reign of Terror, haunted house, over 100 rooms. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Let me go back to Carmel Marshall, the editor in charge and owner of Parks and Cons, the online publication. Do you have a favorite? I mean, you've been to so many of them. Does one stand out as being particularly innovative, different?
You know, there are so many and at different levels, but probably Beware the Dark Realm out in Santa Clarita stands out this year. It's a home haunt, but they make up their entire front yard as though it were a castle. They've been doing this for I don't even know how many years, a really long time, but the whole area, the whole community gets involved. The scare actors are neighbors. The neighbors pull up lawn chairs, and it's like this big block party, and everyone in there is just scaring their hearts out, and they have amazing masks and makeup, and they collect money, or they collect donations for the Child and Care Family Center, which is really generous of them, so they don't keep the proceeds. It goes to that center. So I think that's probably, you can see more on them in the Epic Home Haunts documentary that features several home haunts from the SoCal community, and that's available on Amazon, but it tells their backstory and why they do what they do, and it's a really great documentary to get a sense of the haunt community in SoCal.
We also have a link to Parks and Con on our AirTalk page, kpecc.org, so that you can see their extraordinary list of nearly 90 Halloween haunts throughout California. Rob, in Hollywood, what's your favorite?
Delusion. It started about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it was in a house somewhere around West Adams, and it is amazing. It's like a theater troupe, and you go in small cohorts of 12, and every 20 minutes another cohort goes through, and they scare you. Really, really scary.
What, do you remember one particular aspect of it that was most frightening?
One of the best things, we went into upstairs, and then way on the other side of the hallway, you could see a bathroom, and someone was coming out of the bathroom, and then the person that was leading us got pulled into the bathroom. They were rigged, so a wire pulled them all the way down the hallway to the bathroom, like they were, you know, being pulled by that ghost.
Wow, that is spooky. Hey, thank you, Rob. I appreciate your sharing that one. What's the name of it again?
Delusion.
Delusion, okay. And Carmel, what's the name again of the one in Santa Clarita that you mentioned?
I mentioned Beware the Dark Realm.
Beware the Dark Realm. Thank you so much, Carmel Marshall. Parks and Cons, we have a link to the site on our AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Felix writes on Facebook, Larry, remember Gary Korb's fabulous Hallowed Hauntings? He curated for over 40 years in Studio City. He stopped doing it in 2016, died tragically the year after. But for years, one of the finest, most popular Halloween displays ever, and it was free. That's posted by Felix, who was a friend of Gary Korb's. Felix, thank you so much for sharing that. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Once again, special Halloween spooky programming, zombies, ghost stories, all starting at 7 o'clock up until midnight here on 89.3 KPCC. I'll be back in just a minute.